Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Monday morning gloom, and a lot more than that. Showers, even some heavier rain in parts of the area, and it's going to stick around for a while. 51 degrees right now in New York.
And a tragic end to the family weekend at Marist College in the Hudson Valley, the shooting death of a relative of a student. This happened at a nearby hotel. Many questions to be asked. WCBS reporter Sean Adams on the story this morning. He's live in Poughkeepsie. Sean.
It was a family weekend of fun. We're talking about football, barbecue. And it all ended early yesterday morning. Gunfire snuffed out any joy. This is just down the road, about maybe 4 miles from the Marist campus. We're at the Courtyard by Marriott Hotel. There was some kind of a disturbance here. 911 call. Man shot dead. And we're learning that it's a relative of a student. Poughkeepsie's police chief, Joseph Cavalieri.
Some officers confronted a person out in front of the hotel, took him into custody. Another suspect then ran into the hotel and out to the courtyard.
Police arrested those two suspects, recovered a firearm, and then they went and they checked their hotel room. In that room, they found materials for making explosives and a bomb-making manual, but no actual explosive devices. So ATF had to be called in. There are so many lingering questions this morning. Investigators are trying to figure out just exactly what happened, but officials at this point, they do not believe there's any connection between the alleged killer and the victim and the alleged killer and Marist College. Live in Poughkeepsie, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
The funeral is going to be held Wednesday on Long Island for FDNY EMT Allison Russo Elling, who was stabbed to death last week randomly in Queens. The wake is today and tomorrow. Let's go live to Astoria and WCBS reporter Marla Diamond.
And flowers and candles line the entrance of FDNY EMS Station 49, and the tribute continues today on Long Island, where Russo Elling led a life of sacrifice and service, giving her time after work to the first aid squad in Huntington. The 61-year-old FDNY lieutenant was walking back to her station in Astoria Thursday after picking up lunch when a man with a history of mental illness allegedly stabbed the 61-year-old 20 times in what police say was a horrific, unprovoked attack. Mayor Adams will attend Russo's wake today in Comac. Her funeral will be held Wednesday in Brookville on the LIU campus in an auditorium large enough to hold 2,000 people. Russo was set to retire from the FDNY in the next 6 months and had hoped to spend time with her grandchildren. Meanwhile, her accused killer, 34-year-old Peter Zizopoulos, remains hospitalized as he awaits arraignment in Queens Criminal Court. He's not spoken with investigators about why he did this. He lived with his family near the station house. Neighbors said he was often seen pacing local streets. He had been hospitalized in the past for schizophrenia. And we're live in Astoria. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Shooting inside a bodega in Canarsie, Marla, sent two people to the hospital last night, a 22-year-old man and a 23-year-old woman wounded. He was shot in the right ankle. She was shot in the stomach. The suspect took off. No arrests have been made. No word on the condition so far of the wounded.
Still waiting for home run number 62 out of Aaron Judge. He walked and struck out three times in yesterday's rainy Stadium Day game against the Baltimore Orioles, which the Orioles won 3-1. Tonight's another chance for Judge, who won't be able to achieve the milestone at home. The Yankees will be on the road for four games against the Rangers to close out the season. Tonight's game, first pitch, 7:05, and Aaron Judge will most likely be the first person to see that pitch because, since hitting number 60, he has been the Yankees' leadoff hitter. The Mets' dreams of a division title, they may be over after being swept by the Braves in Atlanta. Last night, the Mets lost 5-3, falling two games back, three games to go. Cloudy morning, gloomy morning, Craig Allen. Not much hope, is there today?
Not too much for today or tomorrow, in fact. Those of you that are seeing some sun north of the city, well, you'll be okay today. It's likely not going to rain. The rain will be held to the south shore of the island, lower boroughs, and on down through central New Jersey, especially central Jersey. Raining pretty steadily, heavily at times, too. Gusty winds for everybody, though, and if you live near the coast, there will be some beach erosion, tidal flooding at times of high tide today. Highs near 60, windy and chilly tonight with spotty rain and drizzle with lows 50 to 55. Tomorrow, the whole region has a pretty good chance of off and on rain through the afternoon, high 55 to 60, and even Wednesday starts that way. However, gradual clearing Wednesday afternoon, and the improvement begins. Right now, 51, humidity 58%. We have a northeast wind gusting up to 28 miles per hour.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com. or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.